Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. A little bit of a hoarse voice. Thank you for letting me continue to do my show, even though I sound a little bit different. I'm fine. It doesn't hurt. I'm glad you're here. Let's go to work. We got Justin Beck here. Justin is a new friend, CEO of Beck Partners. TeamBeck.com is the website. They're licensed real estate and insurance brokers in Alabama and Florida. And he operates out of Pensacola. Justin is a second-generation CEO of that company. His father founded the real estate company. They later merged with an insurance company. Justin, you're on the coast there. Thanks again, by the way. And how many awards have you won? Did you win an award this year?
I didn't, but we were with the Studer Community Institute at Entrecon. We were Employer of the Year last year.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Well, we didn't. We didn't win anything this year.
Well, you're not being selfish. You're spreading it around. But that's a pretty big deal, just Employer of the Year. And it was fun meeting you a couple of weeks ago when I was down there at the event. So I want you to talk to us about the business you're in. What do you see going forward being in the real estate brokerage business with technology? Changing the way people go around about acquiring even real estate, not just insurance, but real estate, and also being on the coast with, they're saying that the oceans are rising. How do you see, and with the hurricanes and everything, how do you see this changing the way you do business?
Well, the technology has been a monumental shift in the real estate business and the insurance business, as it has been many industries. So for us, it's so easy for consumers, for customers to get information now. And I believe, 10 years ago, as a real estate broker, you were you supplied information, and that was a lot of you could be successful by having information. And
you were the internet. You were Google.
You were the internet. So, but what it's done is really elevated the game for brokers to be successful, and because all that information that is out there, but there's still things that you need, a customer needs advice on. They still need to read between the lines, and there's things that are not readily available, and there's things going on in every market that a broker can add value to. And so supplying that strategic advice, really becoming a partner with the customers, what
right.
we try to do, understand their entire business so we can help advise them.
But if you're still operating the way you did in 1995, you're a Tyrannosaurus Rex waiting to become extinct, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody's flown by you, right? The business moves so quickly now. I mean, the idea of, can I get a survey of different properties that are available in the market? That happens in 5 minutes, where it used to take, 5 days
right.
to put together.
Mm-hmm.
It moves very quickly.
What are property values in Florida right now? How are they doing? Now you guys didn't get hit by the recent hurricane, but your neighbors did. How's the price of pricing down there these days? Has it come back any from where it was, say, 20 years ago?
Yeah, the markets are fully back just across the board right now. We're really, really strong. We're fortunate. Most of where we work was spared by the recent hurricane, but that wasn't, we did have one shopping center that we managed and do leasing that was really damaged pretty badly.
Mm-hmm.
But, values are really good right now. We've seen just across the board property types have been increasing. It's been a very diverse recovery. All property types, industrial, residential, multifamily, office have all done really well, which, mm-hmm. you know, if you go back to what we were talking about before in the 2007s, it was primarily focused on housing.
And right.
It was a housing boom. So this time it's a very diverse in our economy, especially in Pensacola, Gulf Coast, is we've done a really good job of making it diverse, whether it's mm-hmm. healthcare, tourism, aerospace.
What is your, as we wrap up, I've got about a minute left. As you leave our sure. folks out there in the audience, what would be your parting thought to them that you've learned that's the most important principle, fundamental, that you've learned that you practice as often as possible? What would you call that?
Well, we haven't had a chance to talk about it too much, but really, whatever the business is, especially in the real estate business, talk about properties, but really it's people. We've really focused on talent, hiring and retaining the best talent because of all this technology keeps getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. But the one thing that, you know, you can't buy on the internet is great people. So taking care of them, making sure they're engaged. I know you're going to be talking about that later with your next guest.
Yeah.
You can't overinvest in your people. And that's really, really important to us.
That is so smart. That is so smart. And I'm impressed that you said it, but I'm not surprised that you said it. It's really important to know. I mean, it's really important what you just said about the people. One thing about it, as we leave the analog age and go into the digital age, humans are the only thing that are common to both of those ages. And so,
that's right.
Hey, teambeck.com is the website. Hey, Justin, will you come back in it next year and give us an update on how things are going?
I'd love to.
Good job, and congratulations on all the success down there. And take care of yourself. Justin Beck, ladies and gentlemen, Beck Partners, down in Pensacola, Florida. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.